On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Senate Assistant Minority Leader Janet Buley on the line, and we'll get her perspective on a variety of bills moving through the Capitol, starting with Republicans' $250 million income tax cut plan that they presented Friday. It's a plan that should have a hearing today, perhaps, and a vote later this week. What do you think about the tax cut proposal? What should the state do with its budget surplus? How do you think Democrats should be working in the Republican-controlled legislature? Be part of the State Cap conversation, 800-642-1234. Janet Buley is a Democrat who represents a big part of northwest Wisconsin. Her district includes Superior, Ashland, Rice Lake, much of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Senator Buley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate having a chance to talk about this.
So this anticipated surplus in state tax collections, it has the governor and Republicans proposing different types of tax cuts this year. What kind of cut would you support in taxes?
I think that the governor's plan is the way to go. It allows for increased school funding, particularly in the areas where we need it the most, which is special education and mental health. It gets the schools to two-thirds funding by the state, and I'll explain that in a minute. And it also allows for a property tax cut. The Republican plan is strictly a portion will buy down debt, and it will allow for an income tax cut. So the governor and I agree, we believe that we can both fund our schools and bring a tax cut to the people of Wisconsin.
How much of this expected surplus should be set aside for tax relief versus paying down state debt?
Well, first of all, let's look at what existing law is now. If there is a surplus, half of it has to go into the rainy day fund, period. They have to do that right now. So using really rough numbers, we're going to have to, we've got maybe about $400 to $450 million to anticipate we can spend. And that's very important. I'd like to use the future tense completely when we have this conversation. We don't have a pile of cash sitting on the table in front of us. This is all projected. And when we do have a chance to actually spend it, we've got to make sure we do it in a way that is both durable, it will really make a difference in a way that we can continue to keep that funding, and that it will return money to the taxpayers in the form of a tax cut. When we talk about the governor's plan, by increasing or making sure that two-thirds of the expenses of schools, the general expenses of schools, are funded from Madison, meaning general purpose revenue that comes in, then it goes back to the schools. If we get that to two-thirds, as the Republicans have promised they would do, less money would have to be acquired from property tax. More money that comes from Madison, less property tax. So we want to make sure that we get to that place, as the Republicans have promised. Secondly, the Democrats want to make sure that we can provide the special education funding that schools so desperately need, and that we have money for mental health. These are two areas that are critically important. And speaking from someone who represents a rural area, it is it's a huge burden on rural schools. So we've got to look at that. That is something that we have been promising we were going to do. And with the Democratic, with the governor's plan, we can do that. The Republican plan merely provides for income tax relief. Now, that's helpful, but it doesn't fulfill that promise of getting the schools to two-thirds funding.
Talking with Democratic Senator Janet Buley from Mason in the northwestern part of the state, you can join in. How do you want lawmakers to handle this anticipated tax surplus? Do you support more funding for schools as Governor Evers has proposed, or do you want tax cuts as Republicans have proposed? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Susan now in Milwaukee with thoughts on this. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
I have two things that I think that money should be spent on. Ridiculous that we should be looking at a tax break. $100 that we didn't have before is not going to make a difference for anyone. If it was $200, even if it was $500, the reality is it won't make a real lasting difference. This can make a lasting difference if we get ourselves back to that two-thirds mark. The other thing, the other half of that money should be spent on getting broadband into the northern part of the state. Now, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but I come from farm country. I'm 73, so I haven't lived there in a long time. But wherever those folks in the northern part of the state live, they need to have the kind of access that we have to the Internet. And that's something that if we did it for telephone lines, we know that it needs to be done. It should be done, and it should be done with this money. I'm going to let you go.
Susan, thank you for the call. And State Senator Bewley, she's really honed in on connectivity in the rural parts of our state with broadband.
Well, I think that thank you, Susan, for that. And thank you for also pointing out that under the Republican plan, the average savings for taxpayers would be a little over $100. That's it, the average. So it really wouldn't have that kind of an impact where it's going to be a life changer for people. But being able to invest the money in schools and in rural areas is significantly important. Now, if you look at the thing that she pointed out about rural broadband, that's absolutely true. I mean, we've got schools where the standard is that the kids get a laptop to take home. Well, it's useless up here. I mean, I would say most of the area, but a large, large portion of rural Wisconsin does not have broadband and in the home. So all of the expected things that we do for our schools with test taking or things that you can do on the Internet at home is meaningless in rural areas. Also, the consistency of broadband and the speeds are also wholly inadequate up here. And if we want northern Wisconsin, if we want rural Wisconsin, if we want all of Wisconsin to thrive, we must invest in our schools and in connectivity equal throughout the state.
When do you expect the legislature will start debating the governor's special session proposals on schools?
Well, I'm really not sure about that. Again, a special session is something that can be asked by the governor. Whether or not it will go to the floor and actually have a conversation, that is up to the leadership to schedule it and to make sure that everybody gets to the floor. If they gavel in and gavel out, it doesn't. That's the last time a special session was called. That's exactly what happened. No discussion took. But right now we have actual bills. The Republican introduced a bill, and the Democrats technically have a bill as well with the governor's plan that can be taken up at any time. Now, we expect to go to the floor. By we, I mean the Senate. We're going to go to the floor on Wednesday of this week and at least once more in March. And the assembly is going to go to the floor at least one more time, probably in late February or in March. I'm not sure. So these can happen quickly. And so it's very important that people let their representatives and senators know how they feel about these proposals.
We have Senate Assistant Minority Leader Janet Bewley of Mason on the line for the State Capitol Report. What questions do you have for her? Are you a farmer? What should be done about the state's dairy crisis? 800-642-1234. There's more State Cap in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic State Senator Janet Bewley from northwestern Wisconsin is on the line. She's weighing in on a variety of bills moving through the Capitol and also what to do with this anticipated surplus. State officials got new projections last month that the state will have an extra $620 million in its main account by July 2021, even after setting aside money for the state's rainy day fund. We're at 800-642-1234. And Senate Assistant Minority Leader Janet Buley stays with us. Let's go back to the phones now. Tom is joining us from Blair this morning. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I, having lived here a while and witnessed Jesse Ventura in Minnesota, I'm wondering how you justify when you have a surplus, which means you collected too much tax money, not giving that money directly back to voters like Jesse Ventura did in the 90s. How do the Democrats or the Republicans, being not aligned to either one of them, justify keeping our money that we overpaid?
Tom, thanks for the call. Senator Buley, what about just giving the full amount back to taxpayers?
Well, I think that it's important to realize that the surplus is not necessarily just what the income taxpayers paid. You know, the state receives revenue from a multitude of sources, and the actual amount of money that we have to spend is not kind of moves around a bit. So to single out one source of revenue and to say that's where all of our surplus is going to go might not be fair either, because it might not be the individual taxpayers who footed the bill for all of these things that we're doing. They do deserve to see that the money is well spent. And that is how we basically do it. We anticipate the revenue, and we allocate to the best of our ability how that money should be spent. And sometimes we're short, and sometimes we have a little bit extra. But returning all of it directly to the taxpayers, the residents of Wisconsin, might not be the accurate and fair way to distribute, because I don't think it represents the bulk of the money that the state might be receiving. Keep in mind also that when you pay your taxes, you are basically saying, I'm contributing to the entire state, and I want my money to make it good for everybody, so that if we have a surplus, we're following that intention to make sure that the money is well spent. And now that's what the Republicans and the Democrats are proposing. What should we do? And it should be spent well, and it should benefit the entire state.
Tom, thanks for the call. Let's go to Shane now in Waupun. Shane, hi.
Good morning. I was just wondering, if we take the surplus money and we spend it on schools to get up to that two-thirds mark, what are we going to do in the future? Are we just going to bank on that there's going to be a surplus to keep that at two-thirds? Or I don't get how that would be sustainable.
Shane, thank you for the call. State Senator Buley, how would that be sustainable with one-time money?
Well, keep in mind that we have sort of benchmarks that we use when we're budgeting. We know approximately how much we're going to spend on transportation based on the projects. In the schools, we have said, and we typically always wanted to be at two-thirds. It never used to be a fungible thing. Well, oh, no, we're only going to give that much. We want to get to two-thirds so that the next time we budget, we're going to say, yeah, we're going to keep our promise. We're going to keep it at two-thirds, and the other things that can be moved around, we'll move them around. I mean, the state has the ability to make these decisions from one budget to the next. And I think it's important that we live up to our promises and make sure that we spend those tax dollars in the way, for example, that Governor Evers and the Republicans have said they would.
We're catching up with Janet Buley, a Democratic state senator who represents a large part of the northwestern part of our state. we had, after Governor Evers called the special session, Republican Representative Jim Steinke was on our program saying that lawmakers should consider boosting funds for education in the normal budget process next year and not now.
This is something that we've gone through the budget process last year. We set out what we wanted to spend, and now we have more money. That just doesn't mean that we should go out and grow the size of government. I think it's something that we should return to the taxpayers.
What do you make of that sentiment?
Well, first of all, keep in mind that we based our budget on what we anticipated, and now we have a surplus. If we get if we go along with that, the next time we have to build the budget, we're going to have to bring those taxes back up to a place where we can actually propose a budget as we did before. And then what are we going to do? Raise taxes? I think it's kind of unfair to, on one hand, say you shouldn't bank on two-thirds funding, you know, now and in the future, but we're doing that in a way when we say we're going to cut taxes. If we cut taxes now, then what's going to happen the next time when we don't have the money? It's the same critique of we've got to make sure that we are as close as we can be. And when we have a surplus, we have to do the right thing. But cutting taxes will only mean that in the next budget, we might have to raise taxes. And that's just unfair to the taxpayer.
We need to move on here to agriculture. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans are supportive of the governor's special session to help farmers, but they want to go, quote, bigger and bolder. Do you agree that lawmakers should be doing more than the governor proposed?
I think when the Republicans say go bigger and bolder, they mean let's kick the can to the next budget. We have to do things now. And I think that the most important thing is to realize that, number one, for me, mental health care in the entire rural area for everybody, including access for farmers quicker and in a way where it's going to really, really make a difference. Bigger and bolder, I want to see exactly what's going to happen and how we're going to be able to do it now. We can pass bills right now that are going to make a difference for farmers. The other thing that we have to do is realize that this is a problem that's going to involve state and federal policy. We cannot, as a state, make the kinds of adjustments that unless we have the federal government involved as well. Farmers have many things that are causing this problem. And the smaller that the farm is, the more unpredictable crops and dairy are in terms of pricing and things like the weather and flooding. We do not have a way, on the state level, to give any kind of security or stability to farmers the way we always say we want to do with business. And the number of farms that I have in this district where I am are typically smaller. A lot of them are based on actual crops rather than dairy. We've got to look at a way to have all kinds of farming, from big ag all the way to the small organic farms, thrive in our state.
I want to end here on Husky. Last week, the legislature's budget committee approved a long-pending legal settlement over the 2018 Husky refinery explosion in Superior. What does a settlement mean for the community as it tries to recover from that explosion?
Well, first of all, I would say that the community has recovered. I believe that Superior is strong. I have spent a lot of time there. And the settlement means we're moving on. And there's a much closer relationship with Husky than ever before. It was good before. Now it's phenomenal. We know.
In what way?
Pardon me?
In what way is it phenomenal now?
Well, we've seen a sincere desire to keep the community informed, to have the people that live in in the Superior area know that they can ask questions and get answers. We have a great relationship between the firefighters. The Husky has its own emergency response team and their own techniques. The Superior Fire Department regularly trains with Husky on how you respond to emergencies. And right now, of course, they're completely what's called turning it around, which is something they do, and they were in the process of doing that when the explosion occurred. And they are building in even more safety measures into when the build-out of Husky when it reopens.
State Senator Bewley, thank you for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Janet Bewley is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 25th Senate District, which includes Superior. She's also the Senate Assistant Minority Leader. Coming up, we look into the statewide election tomorrow. That includes a primary for the state Supreme Court. Stay with us. News update is next, right here on the Ideas Network.